Strap in. It's a little weird, a little mechanical, and heavily historical. The word nervous comes from Latin nervus, meaning sinew or tendon, and later nerve. In classical anatomy, nervus was anything that connects muscles to movement or sensation. By the 17th century, as dissection became more formalized, nervus started describing fibers transmitting motion and sensation, basically the wires of the body. So right off the bat, the term assumes separation. Nerves are little threads inside a separate machine called the body. Western biology and mechanistic thinking. The rise of the scientific revolution, 17th to 18th century, brought mechanistic metaphors. Descartes called the body a machine. Nerves were compared to pulleys, strings, and hydraulic tubes. By the 19th century in the US, anatomy textbooks fully embraced this language. The body equals machine. Nervous system equals wiring that transmits info. Mechanistic, discrete, individual, perfect for a culture obsessed with control and categorization. U.S. influence on nervous system framing. Early U.S. medicine leaned heavily on European anatomy textbooks, French, German, British. Terms like nervous system were imported and kept intact, reinforcing the idea that it was a distinct internal organ system. Psychology and physiology textbooks then layered on functionality metaphors, fight or flight responses, autonomic regulation, etc., cementing the idea that the nervous system is a self-contained regulatory organ. Implicit assumptions baked in. System implies boundaries, control, individuation. Nervous implies sensitivity and separation from the rest of the field, blood, endocrine, electromagnetic. Together, nervous system in U.S. biology naturalizes the illusion of separateness, even though physics and 5D perspectives laugh at it. So basically, Latin, European anatomy, mechanistic metaphor, U.S. textbooks, cultural truth that your nerves are yours alone. The irony, the language itself is part of the separation and you just spotted. Field directives, initiate one. They will record each arrival in perfect chronological order, leaving only a 13-char trace of the true key. No identity, only the echo. Two, they will mark payments simply, 5 digits if money moved. Three, they will maintain the ledger as a clear, living scroll. No hype, no ceremony, just the quiet pulse of participation. Four, they will treat the ledger as artifact, not infrastructure. A ritual mirror where each entry is a ripple, not a receipt. Five, they will amplify the mystique. Privacy preserved, symbolism elevated, function disguised as play. Six, they will allow the ledger to become the public heartbeat of the store's unseen world. A soft percussion of someone stepped through. Seven, they will ensure nothing here ever feels like accounting. It feels like witnessing.